This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
Ah, yes. All right. So listen to this one. Michael Jordan going on the big screen on Monday. Amazon Studios announced that its production of Air will release globally in theaters April 5th. The film, by the way, directed by Ben Affleck, will tell the story of how Nike's fledgling basketball division overcame the odds in the 80s to sign then-rookie Michael Jordan to an endorsement deal, one that eventually evolved into an extremely lucrative, decades-long partnership and effectively changed popular culture. Air will star Affleck as Nike co-founder Phil Knight, Matt Damon as influential Nike executive Sonny Vaccaro, and Viola Davis as Jordan's mom, Dolores Jordan. Jason Bateman, Chris Messina, Chris Tucker, Marlon Wayans round out the main cast. A casting for Michael Jordan has not been announced. The film will mark Amazon's first theatrical release since the summer of 2019 when it put out Late Night starring Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling. With Ben's incredible direction, the film delivers a nostalgic look at the culture-defining moment that absolutely lends itself to a global theatrical event. Amazon MGM Studios head Jennifer Salke said in a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, the movie was an extraordinarily experience, where we had the honor of working with some of the best cast and crew in the business, all of whom brought passion, persistence, and creativity to a collective effort at recreating a remarkable and aspirational story. This is the best creative and personal experience of our lives. We look forward to many more like it. Now, the one thing that I see, I'm looking forward to it because it's Michael Jordan, so I'm sure I'm going to watch it. And the story of the Air Jordans, it is a cultural phenomenon. I mean, you've got people that collect them. You got people that have closets that are just made for Jordans. And they make sure that they have air conditioning and everything is properly kept and they keep them in their boxes and all that. And it's like, the way some might treat a pair of Bally or Florsheim shoes or whatever kind of Hugo Boss or whatever the hell it is you wear as shoes. Well, that's the same way they treat their sneakers. And Jordan sneakers, not only do you buy them and they are fashion statements, but they're also investments because they actually go up in value. The rarity of the shoe will then go up in value too on top of all of that. So there's no doubt that its impact financially and culturally and everything, fashion and everything, you name it, is there. But the other thing that you have to notice, and this is where our world is changing, it's not about ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox anymore, right? First, then Fox Sports 1 and ESPN and Sun Sports and all that, they got into the mix, right? Cable, satellite channels got into the mix to compete against the regular channels that had your sporting events, right? And they have sucked up the life of all of that. Now here comes the new stage. It's called platforms. Oh, wow, where are we on? Oh, we're on a platform, yes. Platforms are taking over the world. You get in your car, you go to Apple or Spotify or Stitcher or Google Play to listen to your favorite podcasts, right? You go home and you're watching Netflix and you're watching Hulu and you're watching YouTube and you're going all over the place. And so Amazon now, along with Apple, they now want to become your sports hub. So they're adding Thursday Night Football, or they're going to add, now YouTube's going to get the entire Sunday Ticket, so they'll have the Red Zone, all that kind of stuff. I'm a YouTube guy. I have YouTube service at home. They have the Red Zone package, all of these things. But Amazon, with the Thursday Night Football, with the Formula One racing stuff that they have, all this kind of stuff that they're doing, they... You see the Michael Jordan film. they are doing everything to become a place where you and I are going to go to a lot to go see sporting events. You see Apple now, right? They added the MLS. So now they have, you know, several sports on their platforms too. This is kind of the changing of the guard, and this is part of it. This is how you make yourself a sports entity. And the other thing, the other caveat I got to add, the best deal on the planet is Amazon Prime. It's the best deal on the planet. Whatever it is they charge you, $140 or whatever it is for the year, you get the TV programming, you get music, okay? And then you get to order on Prime everything on Amazon, and you get free shipping. For me, that's where my membership pays for itself four times over with all the crap that I order from Amazon. With all the stuff I order for myself, my wife and my daughter, are you kidding me? And my dogs. You know how much I save in just shipping? A hell of a lot more than I pay for the service. I mean, the way that Jeff Bezos has done it, it's genius, man. He has, just Amazon has, from books to what they are now, and he's going to space too on top of all of that. But Amazon is a place where we're going to go to, you know, as sports fans, and we're going to be living a lot in that platform in order to enjoy some of the sports that we love or some of the sports entertainment that we love, like that Michael Jordan movie. That is your KSDT CPA Sports Business Report. They've got three offices, by the way, in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. And they are Forbes' top tax firms and accounting firms in the country. They're in the top 200, folks. And they're growing. They're going to add another office in North Carolina. So our friends that are watching and listening to us in North Carolina, we've got a KSDT CPA office coming your way. So if you're looking for somebody to take care of your personal taxes, if you're looking for somebody to take care of your business taxes and help your business excel, because they can help out from insurance to payroll to planning for the future, retirement funds, you name it, they can help you. KSDT CPAs, they do it all. Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, 305-670-3370.
This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
Soccer fans are growing all over the world, and they also know what great soccer is all about. That's right. NBC Sports cashing in its telecasts of Arsenal and Man U on Sunday was the most watched Premier League match ever in the United States. NBC's coverage of Arsenal's 3-2 victory over Man U. That's right. We slapped that bitch Man U. Averaged 1.92 million English language viewers across NBC, Peacock, and digital platforms. The match drew an additional Spanish language 382,000 viewers on Telemundo, and it made it the most watched Spanish language match since Manchester City and Liverpool, 440,000 in April. Led by Peacock NBC, they set a new record for simultaneously streamed Premier League matches with an average minute audience of 510,000. This past week in NBC in the Premier League, They staged the 8th annual Premier League Mornings Live Fest in Orlando. It was the second this season following a previous fan event in Philadelphia. So, soccer growing in this country. The MLS is growing, you know, little by little. But international soccer is absolutely monstrous, man. So those of you that thought that soccer wasn't going to, it's growing, man. And right now the MLS is averaging more per game than they do in the NBA and the NHL. And one thing I will say about Major League Soccer over the NBA, all their players play their games. That is your KSDT CPA Sports Business Report.
This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
All right, all right, all right. How about this? You know the NFL prints money? Well, let me show you what they're doing now. Judging by the NFC Championship game between the Niners and the Eagles, it's going to be an excellent football game, they say. Why? Well, because the allotment of tickets reportedly sold out in minutes. I think it's more because of the teams, not because it's got sold out. But, hey, whatever. Secondary market prices are seeing an astonishing climb, a Bitcoin-like climb. Tickets for Sunday showdown at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia are selling for, what do you think? Well, they're the average price right now. They're selling. God damn, you're good. 2,468. He said 2,500. 2,468 averaged early in the week, making it the most expensive conference championship ticket ever tracked by the industry. The clash specifically sparking huge sales for secondary ticket marketplace StubHub. Ticket sales for the NFC Championship game are currently double of those of the counterpart matchup in the AFC between Cincinnati and Kansas City. Overall sales are currently on par with last year's NFC title game between the Niners and the Rams, which was the best-selling NFL game of 2022 outside of the Super Bowl. Sales for this year's divisional round doubled last year, with the 49ers and the Eagles home games serving as two of the best-selling bunches. Is that crazy or what?
Wait, so the NFC is doing better than the AFC?
Mahomes' injury? I don't know.
But did you see, I don't know. You're going to cover the championship games today at all or no?
What do you mean?
Did you see the line?
Yeah. What about him?
He went back to KC minus one after he walked. Yeah. He did the press conference, he jumped back up.
Yeah, minus one.
Yeah, I was wondering if
It was a good acting job by him, by the way.
Oh, my. There's no way. There's
Like he was, like, they must have numbed that for the moment and taped it up strong. And then he walked in and out and acted like nothing. They knew that we were going to follow every footstep of his, just like what we did with Willis McGahee. When Willis McGahee got his knee bent inward in the championship game, and we were at the combine, and he comes out of the field that connects with the convention center, and he comes through the curtains, and the media used to wait there. The podium, I shit you not, is at least 200 yards away, okay? Maybe 150, let's say. So he comes out of it and he walks all the way down the convention center hall, turns into the media room, and it's in the back of the media room, the podium, and he walks up and stands there, and everybody followed him. There must have been cameras all over. I'm sure there's some YouTube video of him at the combine, and it was the biggest freak show because the national championship game was like 5 months removed. Yeah. And here's the guy just like walking like, you know, nothing. no limp and like, whoa. And then that's when, you know, Drew played the phone thing and he made it into the first round with the Bills, I believe, actually, if I'm correct, right?
I believe he was drafted by the Bills.
I think he was drafted by the Bills. And so the rest is history. He had a pretty much, I could argue that Willis McGahee had a Hall of Fame career. And so the Mahomes thing just reminds me of that moment. They knew it, we know it, that we were going to do it. So off the podium or in the practice field when he was doing that you know, the leg high thing and all that, and because they only allow you in there for a couple of minutes. So I'm thinking like, okay, they allow him for a couple minutes, and after that he went running to the trainer.
Put him in the training room.
Or actually a golf cart came, picked him up and took him away, and nobody saw it, you know. All
right, get him ready for the press conference. Get him ready for the press conference.
I mean, he's going to play, dude. You got to play.
Man. You that know. Bengals defense, though, looks.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.